you're a soccer fan, then you probably experienced some form of outrage when you heard that America's bid to host the World Cup in 2022 was beaten out by a very small country that most Americans would probably have a hard time finding on a map. Qatar surprised everyone when they won their bid to host the Cup in 2022. But over the weekend, the man widely credited with having pulled off that coup for Qatar was suspended by the sports governing body, FIFA. And there is some interesting talk that we might actually see a re-vote. Matt Scott, sports reporter for The Guardian, has been following this story, and he joins us from Zurich, which is the headquarters for FIFA. Matt, what evidence do they have here that there's something fishy going on?
Well, so far it's been fairly flimsy. There was a submission from the Sunday Times newspaper from London before the UK Parliament under parliamentary privilege, which stated that there had been, or alleged that there had been, some bribes paid by Qatar to the African Executive Committee members of FIFA. But that's not been stood up. The alleged whistleblower has not come to FIFA to provide any particular evidence of that. So hitherto, we had not had any evidence whatsoever. And then this morning, the most explosive, incendiary development conceivable came about, because it wasn't just Mohammed bin Hammam, the person who's done so much to deliver the World Cup for Qatar, who was suspended yesterday, but also the president of CONCACAF, the U.S. Federation's local confederation, regional confederation, who was suspended from FIFA. And he has released an amazing email in which the Secretary General of FIFA, the top mandarin of the entire organization, states that Qatar, and inverted commas, bought the World Cup. It's just an amazing allegation from the top official of FIFA. Now, naturally, Qatar have let out a statement this afternoon, our time here, saying that they categorically deny that, and they're even threatening legal action against Jerome Valk, who is that Secretary General, and against FIFA. So, you know, today we are watching potentially the disintegration of FIFA, the world governing body of the game of soccer, before our eyes.
And you're talking about the FIFA, the man they're calling the whistleblower, Chuck Blazer. I want to read a quote here. He said, I sat next to these men for 15 and 21 years, so of course this was difficult, but what's more difficult is to ignore the fact that attempts were made to suborn members, and it really wasn't a choice. He's telling the press that he has absolutely ironclad evidence, and that would lead us to believe that there will have to be a revote.
Well, that's conflating two slightly separate issues. As we speak, the reason why there have been people suspended for alleged payments made to FIFA voters, it's not in the same election. This election that Chuck Blazer is making allegations about is FIFA presidency, which takes place this Wednesday. He obviously has his own suspicions, I'm sure. I certainly know a lot of people within the USA 2022 movement do, but he's not making any specific allegations there about the World Cup bid. What he's talking about is the presidential election, but as a result of these allegations, we're hearing so much more about that Qatar 2022 bid. If it does go to court, Qatar take it to court and start suing Jerome Valk, he's going to have to stand it up. He's going to have to give evidence of what he was saying, because otherwise he has libeled an entire nation.
And we'll have to leave it there. That's Matt Scott, sports reporter for The Guardian, covering this story with FIFA in Zurich.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.